While there was a large call for the legalization of marijuana for recreational use in New Jersey, that idea came to a halt because of, well, politics and the legislative process. While medical marijuana in New Jersey has long been legal, well, it's not immune to the same influences as we saw by the events in Trenton this past week. My first guest today is with us to review some of the proposed mandates and limitations that medical marijuana in New Jersey is now facing. He is the executive director of the Coalition for Medical Marijuana in New Jersey, Ken Wolski. How are you today, Mr. Wolski?
I'm fine, Chris. Thank you. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for being here. Learn more about the work of the Coalition and the obvious topic to focus on, cmmnj.org. The bill and the issue revolves around the bill A-10. Talk about what the overall goal and the statement is for A-10. What is it looking to do?
Well, A-10 wants to expand the medical marijuana program. It has a number of very good things to it. It will increase the healthcare professionals who are able to recommend marijuana to include advanced practice nurses and physician's assistants. It will recognize out-of-state ID cards. It will provide protections for patients in work situations and in child custody cases. It will increase the amount of marijuana that patients are allowed to use from 2 ounces to 3 ounces and include no limit for hospice patients. It'll establish institutional caregivers for patients who are in institutions like hospitals and facilities for the developmentally disabled. It will establish curricula for healthcare professionals for dosing and administration guidelines. And these are just some of the improvements that the S10A10 will bring to the medical marijuana program.
As far as medical marijuana being legal in New Jersey, how long has that been?
Well, the original bill, the Compassionate Use Medical Marijuana Act, was introduced in 2005 in January, and it passed into law. Governor Corzine signed it into law in January of 2010. The program actually got started with the first sales of medical marijuana in December of 2012 under Governor Christie.
So when you look at that seven-year span of at least immediate progress of the policy and the program, has the growth represented the amount of time fairly, or has the growth been muted in any ways?
Oh, yes. Well, Governor Christie, when he first came on board, he came on board a few days after Governor Corzine signed this bill into law. He said he didn't believe in the bill. He didn't believe in medical marijuana. He would not have signed the bill into law. So, you know, if it didn't get signed into law in January of 2010, there's a very good chance that we would not have had any medical marijuana program for the 8 years of the Christie administration. And Governor Christie, what he did was because he disliked the bill, disliked the whole concept of medical marijuana, he put a series of delays and roadblocks into the full, meaningful implementation of this bill during his 8 years, although he did start the program, and the program did get started under him, but very few patients were actually able to access medical marijuana in the Christie administration. I think only about 17,000 in a state with 9 million people.
Yes, the major what if becomes, what if the program was allowed to flourish as, well, certainly demand was there for, and the political limitations were not put into place? If that had been so, would we be dealing with the opioid addiction epidemic that we're dealing with right now in New Jersey?
Well, that's a good question. We believe that marijuana is a much safer alternative to opioids, and not only opioids, Chris, but other painkillers as well. Did you know that acetaminophen, the main ingredient in Tylenol that anybody can go in and buy over the counter, is the leading cause of liver failure in the United States? So, you know, just because a particular medication doesn't require a prescription does not mean that it's safe. You know, there are dangers associated. All drugs have risks and benefits associated with them. And when you look at the risks and benefits of marijuana, it really is the envy of the opioids and other prescription and non-prescription drugs.
That's very true. I remember back in the day when a drug warning used to just be on the side of a box, and there's not enough room for that now. It's got to be a pamphlet inside the box.
Yeah, you're right. Good point, Chris.
Talking with Ken Wolski, who is the executive director of the Coalition for Medical Marijuana in New Jersey. CMMNJ.org is their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And as I mentioned in the introduction, Ken, it seemed like this was a sure thing. It had the support, it had the need, and certainly has borne out the benefits. But yet, once something goes into the state house, logic and sanity does not always come to pass, does it?
Well, you know what they say, watching bills get made into law is like watching sausage get made.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Things that, you know, people just should not, you know, watch and just wait for the final result. It, like I said, it was a very difficult process to get medical marijuana law passed. It took 5 years, even though we had support of 86% of the voters in New Jersey supported medical marijuana, and it was still touch and go and a real battle to get medical marijuana passed. And we're seeing the same kind of thing with legalization of marijuana now, and we're also seeing the same thing with, unfortunately, this expansion of the medical program that S-10-A-10 represents was tied to the legalization bill. So even though this expansion bill was introduced over a year ago, it still has not come into law yet.
So are they breaking off the expansion bill, since the legalization bill has pretty much, at least for the here and now, gone off onto the side?
Yes, they have basically untied the medical marijuana expansion bill S-10-A-10 from the legalization bill S-2703. So anyway, so it's working its way through the legislature right now, and it had hearings. It passed the committee hearings. There were hearings as recently as March of 2019, and it passed in the Assembly in May of 2019. It passed the entire Senate also in May of 2019, but there was a labor peace agreement, an amendment to the bill that was added by the Senate that meant it had to go back to the floor vote in the Assembly, and we expected it to, you know, just be rubber stamped in June of 2010, on June 10th of 2010, but 2019 rather, but it was pulled from the Assembly voting session because there were concerns that Governor Murphy might conditionally veto the bill.
The belief, the claim, the accusation had been that all the support for medical and recreational marijuana was really just a money grab that the state was looking to do, when, of course, the state politicians would deny this. But then if you look at medical marijuana, prescription drugs in New Jersey are not taxed, yet medical marijuana is. That doesn't sound like a balanced scale.
No, no. That was one of the problems that or one of the restrictions that Governor Christie imposed on medical marijuana, I think back in 2010. We were opposed to it then. We pointed out that the Department of Treasury said that no medicine in New Jersey should be taxed, not prescription medicine nor non-prescription medicine or over-the-counter medicine should be taxed. And no medicine is taxed in New Jersey except for medical marijuana. So this was the one exception that the Christie administration made, and unfortunately that tax has not been rescinded yet.
Yeah, exactly. A-10 calls for the tax to continue. It's a 6.625% state sales tax on medical marijuana to go until 2025. The Murphy administration wants it to end in 3 years, which, again, the question becomes, why not just pull the plug on it immediately? And if nothing else, it would disprove the accusations that any support in the state house for any marijuana is a cash grab.
Yes, yes. Well, we certainly support ending the tax on medical marijuana immediately. We don't see why it would have to be continued until January of 2025, it should be reduced. You know, the bill actually, S-10-A-10, actually calls for the imposition of a 2% municipal tax for the municipalities that host the alternative treatment centers on top of state sales tax. So, you know, this is really unfortunate. New Jersey already has some of the most expensive medical marijuana in the country. Many, many patients have been impoverished by their illness, and they simply can't afford the 2 ounces of medical marijuana that they're entitled to. You know, now the bill wants to increase to 3 ounces. Well, if you can't afford 2 ounces, you can't afford 3 ounces. So You know, there really has to be some consideration given to reducing the prices for certainly for impoverished patients. That's one of the reasons that we support home grow. That's one of the main limitations that we see in S10A10, that, you know, there is no home grow for patients.
Well, you know, I guess the counter to that would be, how do you control or supervise home grow so it doesn't fall into either false claims of home grow being necessary or someone who can home grow and if they are short of funds one day, they can really just try to sell it on the street?
Well, you regulate it. It can be very tightly regulated. You can identify every garden that the is eligible. It has to be only for eligible patients in the medicinal marijuana program who have ID cards. There is a plant limit. There could be a tax imposed on the plants or a fee for each plant that the person is allowed to have. These plants can, I mean, these home cultivation centers can be monitored by authorities. If a person sees that there are, if a law enforcement officer sees that there are more than six plants, then this person is who's growing the more than six plants will be, you know, subject to penalties.
And in that case, too, if you make the penalties heavy enough, that could be a deterrent for any of that to happen in the first place.
Yes.
And if you're wondering, listening, why this is really a concern, well, if you look just at the time since Governor Murphy took office, number of patients in the New Jersey medical marijuana program has gone from 17,000 to just over 50,000 now. So there's obviously a need. If you look again to what I referred to as an alternative to opioids, the heavy-duty prescription drugs, a lot of people see this as a safer, less addictive answer. It certainly has its demand. It just needs access to a fair, equitable, and legal supply. That is at least the mission of A10S10. If the politicians can see the truth, the reality, then hopefully a solution will come sooner versus later, and we will see how this happens. To follow along with this issue, the other ideas concerning medical marijuana in New Jersey, you can log on to the Coalition for Medical Marijuana in New Jersey website, CMMNJ.org. We've been talking with their executive director, Ken Wolski. Mr. Wolski, thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Chris, and thank you for your interest in the subject.